You're listening to SBS News.
It may be the most effective inoculation program in the world. Line up for a vaccine in Tel Aviv and you can choose a snack to go. Iman Dasui says she came for the COVID-19 prevention shot, but stayed for the knafe.
I came today to get vaccinated and I tell everyone to come here and get the shot so that we ensure our health gets better. There's also knafe here. You can taste knafe. Very tasty.
Lizzie Kritzer and her friend opted for a slice of pizza and a coffee.
We came to get vaccinated. Until now, we were worried, but because of the upcoming restrictions against people who don't vaccinate, there was not much choice. But it's also very nice to get a pizza and a coffee.
Officials say they wanted to inspire residents with a family-like atmosphere, collaborating with several local restaurants to provide pizza, hummus, pastries and coffee at two pop-up vaccination centres. Nearly 43% of people in Israel have been vaccinated, making it the largest real-world study of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. The country's largest healthcare provider has reported a 94% drop in symptomatic COVID-19 infections among 600,000 people who received two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, the biggest study to date. The United States are also pushing ahead with an extensive vaccine rollout. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says supply will be increased to 13.5 million doses per week.
We're increasing the vaccine supply to 13.5 million doses per week that will go out to states. This is a 57% increase from the amount states received when the president was inaugurated. We're doubling the supply to our pharmacy program. And today's announcement amounts to 2 million doses going to local pharmacies this week. And this program will expand access in neighborhoods across the country so that people can call and make an appointment and get their shot conveniently and quickly.
U.S. President Joe Biden is also pressing for Congress to pass his $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill in order to get $1,400 stimulus checks out to Americans in need. It comes as a study in the United States finds seven variants of the novel coronavirus in the U.S., all with a mutation in the same position in their genes. Virologist at Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center and co-author of the study, Dr. Jeremy Camille, says the public shouldn't have any serious concerns just yet.
The public needs to understand that in evolutionary biology or virology, a very, very tiny difference in infectivity can outcompete a competitor like sibling. So like if you saw two marathon runners and one was running just a hair of a fraction of a mile per hour faster or a kilometer per hour faster than the competitor, over the marathon, they'd get quite far ahead, but you wouldn't see any difference if they were running by you on your block. So for an individual patient, it's almost certain that these differences are not going to mean anything clinically. Although we can't rule it out, and that is something to be a little bit concerned about, there's no reason to panic here. We have no evidence to have any, you know, serious concerns yet.
Tensions are bubbling away again in Europe, from hotel quarantine frustrations in the United Kingdom to law enforcement issues in the Netherlands. New arrivals to the UK are feeling the weight of the hotel quarantine mandates, echoing frustrations Australians are now used to. Elaine Araujo, currently stuck in her hotel room, says mounting costs are a problem.
Very frustrated because first is the bills. Obviously, they asking us to pay the bill, and we don't have that money because we're not working. So if we have to, you know, drink more than one bottle of water, we have to pay for that. So if you need snacks or anything, we have to pay for that.
Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, a Dutch court has ordered the government to end the curfew it imposed last month to try and stop the spread of coronavirus, calling it a far-reaching violation of the right to freedom of movement and privacy. The court says the ruling coalition was not entitled to use emergency powers to reinforce the restrictive measure. Prime Minister Mark Rutte has urged the public to respect the curfew regardless and stay home between 9 p.m. and 4:30 a.m. each day.
De avondklok is een middel. De avondklok is geen doel.
The curfew is a means. A curfew is not a goal. I can't emphasize that enough. The aim is to bring the virus under control so we can regain all our freedoms. That's the reason that a curfew was introduced, and that's not changed today. I urge everyone, regardless of what happens with our court appeal, to respect the curfew.
Meanwhile, the European Union continues to be rocked by vaccine shortages and delays. Vaccine company Moderna has warned the European Commission more dosage delays are expected for February, but they are hoping to make up for the shortfall in March. The delays aren't sitting well with member state Hungary, with Prime Minister Viktor Orbán calling the bloc to consider non-Western manufactured shots.
Any vaccines are good for us that are safe and have already been used in vaccinating millions of people around the world. That's why we bought the Russian and Chinese vaccines in addition to the ones arriving from the West. According to the agreement with Russia, enough vaccine will be delivered to Hungary to vaccinate 1 million people within 3 months.
As one of the EU's most vocal critics, Hungary broke with the EU's vaccine procurement program by approving the Sinopharm vaccine in January and has since purchased 5 million doses. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.